Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
All right. Welcome to the show. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday with the Monster, Miss Unbelievable. Listen up. We about to get it in. Me and Jazzy B in a few minutes. We about to have this night bumping and jumping all day. Sexy, sexy music. Sexy music. That's all I'm going to say. And R&B, we're going to have a sexy conversation. But right now, we're going to get into Calvin Cook and these Cincy Blues.
Ladies and gentlemen,
like I told you, I've never seen nothing like that before. Out of the House of God Church, up in Michigan, Calvin Cook and Bad Religion, please. Thank you so much for coming tonight for the first evening of the fourth.
Yeah, let's go. This is Sierra, my body. Love making music. Come on, y'all. Holla at your girl. 563-999-3411. My body, your pain.
Thank you. always on my mind. I'm not gonna fight it. I want it all the time. Boy, you should know that your love is always on my mind, and I can't deny it. I'm on you, I'm on you.
I got my girl here. What up, what up, what up, Jazzy B on Wet, Wet Wednesday.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
It is definitely a Wet Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
How are you sitting?
You know, tired, but ready to kick this in, ready to get it in tonight. You know, I love how this makes me when I get back. But, you know, what's hot in your world? What's hot? What's popping? You know, what's sexy?
Well, booty is always popping over here.
Yes, okay. Well, it's Wet, Wet Wednesday, and you know how we get down. You know how we get down. It's sexy conversation, sexy music, not always slow, but definitely sexy. We got our topic from our sexy co-host, Jazzy B. You know, she keeps us being nasty with her booty and shaking and all that, you know, and you know Miss Unbelievable. I always got something unbelievable to say. And hopefully DJ Imasa will call in, but I think he had a really, really busy day. So, you know, the girls, the mom stars is holding it down for him. You know what I'm saying? So before we get into this sexy conversation, I'm about to play this one more joint. And then, Jazzy, we about to get it in, girl style. You ready?
Yes.
All right, then here we go. I'm about to play me some Jatim. I'm feeling a little Afro beat, you know. And then I'm going to probably do a little quick one, another one after that, K. Michelle. So we about to have a double play. Well, not a double play, but a back-to-back. And then we coming right back. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday, y'all. And it's me and the ladies, and we about to get sexy and freaky with you. Yes, sir.
Keep it juicy.
Talk to you. I've been thinking about us. I've been thinking about me and you. Get comfortable. This is more than lust. Let me show you a thing or two. Take you to my world. I don't kiss or tell. I know you want me. Je te jure que tu vas tomber amoureuse. Et je veux que. Que tu penses à moi, que tu penses à moi, yeah. All I want is a partnership, a relationship. Can you handle this? I know you want me. Je t'aime tellement. Je t'aime. Give praise to the Most High. Anytime I see your face, sans toi je ne suis rien. I need you with me, Shirley, baby. vas tomber amoureuse. Et je veux que tu penses à moi, que tu penses à moi.
All I want is a partnership, a relationship. Can you handle this?
I know you want, I know you want me.
Okay, Michelle takes two. Each of you and I will open the lines when we come back after this song. Let's go. 563-999-4411.
Got the Rolls Royce mansion with the big gate. With a superstar, every day make a move. They tell me about you, but ain't nothing they can tell me. Married to the game, for you I'll catch a pool cake. Only choose a Maybach for the full play. This another 12 play. Baby, just a half day. You an angel, I have to fly you out to LA. I know you wanna see me, no, I ain't gon' dodge ya. On top of my pussy like I pop my collar. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her kiss all on you.
Pussy on my dinner plate, yeah. Don't you pump fake, way too quick to hesitate, yeah. Got two friends, yeah, one more make it four play, yeah. I got plans for you tonight, yeah. I'ma wet that pussy on fire. Drill, drill on my face, I like how that tastes. How much can you take? How much can you take?
Sometimes I wanna fuck, sometimes I wanna love, yeah. Sometimes I need a burger. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her lick all over.
Rolls Royce mansion with a big gate. With a superstar, yeah. Every day we make a move,
uh-huh.
Tell me about you, but ain't nothing they can tell me.
Married to the game, for you I'll catch a bouquet.
Only use a Maybach for the foreplay.
This another 12 play. Baby, just a hesitate. You an angel, I have to fly you out to L.A. Sometimes I wanna fuck, sometimes I wanna love, yeah. Sometimes I need a baby, sometimes I need a thugger. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her lick all on ya.
Ain't no fun if it ain't.
Michelle Takes Two featuring Jeremiah on Wet Wet Wednesday, brought to you by the sponsors, the Solo Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable E. Dot to the K. Yeah, that's me. and Monster US Apparel. Get your own gear set up and ready to go, kicking it. And you could go out looking fly and Picasso painting. If you need that indoor, outdoor stuff done, yes, that's who you call. And also Elite Sway Management. You can hit us up on MonstarRadio.com to connect with us. Just hit us up and we will hit you back as soon as we can. Now, back to the message and the ladies at hand. Well, we about to get it in with our sexy conversation, Jazzy B. What you got for us tonight?
Yes, yes, yes.
What are we talking about?
Well, the first topic we're talking about is what does the orgasm feel like to you?
Ooh. Yes.
And our second topic is, are you a screamer or a moaner?
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off with the first conversation. All right. Can we do the first one or do we got to go with the second one? Which one do you want to bang out?
We can go with the first one.
Okay. Say that again, because you kind of had me dripping for a second. Say that again.
What does orgasm feel like to you?
An orgasm to me feels like heaven on earth. It feels like my body is just in a euphoric delight. It feels like I can't move, I can't breathe. My body is just at a calm that is an unspeakable calm and a peace that it passes all understanding and a joy that reaches to the tops of the mountains and screams, hail to the motherfucking yeah! I'm just saying. Absolutely. I love it. I hate when I can't get it.
I'd be so mad. It brings on real anger.
Yes.
It does.
Don't it? It's like,
especially if he get his and you don't get yours.
It's like a wasted exercise moment. It's like a wasted fuck. You're like, are you serious? But, you know, don't be that stingy bitch and be like, I want some more. No, get that. You should orgasm at least 2-3 times in one session. I'm just saying, you know.
Okay.
And
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think it feels like a touch straight from heaven. That involves a million crunches to my stomach.
Yes. But Jazzy, what about, okay, come on, we about to get dirty up in here. I don't care. Ain't no censors up in here. And whoever wants a censor is put the finger up and call HR. But what about when it's hitting your G-spot, like exactly, and it's that time, and it's just, and they just hitting it just right, like, bang, I mean, hitting it just right. And then all head, all explosion, and I mean, and they banging it real, real hard, and they just getting it in, and that rhythm is just like, pat, 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 pat,
pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat, pat,
pat, and you can't hold yourself up, and you can't no longer clench the pussy no more, cause it's all super wet, and you just done lost all your, strength in the muscles, and
woo,
you just like, whew, what? Thank you. And then they want to talk about get up, baby. Hold on, I'm gonna need a sandwich cooked. I'm gonna need a joint. I'm gonna need an alcohol. I'm gonna need a drink. I'm gonna need something, cause I ain't moving, bro. Give me like 10 minutes.
30 minutes.
I need to feel all this. It's a sensation going up and down your body. You like, yes. Can't nobody understand when they've hit the when they've hit it well. And hit it real, real well. And then you just, like, want to thank you and, you know, stand up and, you know, give them a freaking ovation, standing ovation, but you don't want that ego to be all big. But you want to be like, Superman, you my Superman. You my Superman. That's mad.
It's crazy because they will never get to experience that. They think they little nut is something. That shit is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That is nothing compared
nothing.
To what we feel.
I know. And it's so hard to explain to them, like, and then they want to keep going and talk about let's get another one. You be like, nah, baby, I'm good. Like, I'm good. Like, because I know, because, like, when you hit the first one, you know they can't hit the second one again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got it. Just let's leave it at that. Because they thinking that, you know, because in your mind, you're like, they about to mess this rhythm up.
I ain't about to get it again.
But the guys
that can hit that second one again, they stand straight from him.
Yeah, they is. But I'll be like, straight from hell, just take off that and come to heaven. Because I'm going to heaven a second time. I like heaven, and heaven likes me. We talk daily. So it's like, come on, bring it. Especially, okay, y'all. I'm telling you, this is girls' night, so we nasty. When you hit in the front and back and you hear that gush, gush, gush sound, now you know after the gush, gush, gush sound, the fourth time, they about to get it in, because now they feeling it. They feeling it now, and they hearing it, and they feeling it, and then it's over. It's like, it's like, come through, Big Dick Willie, come through.
Then when you bust from the back, you know, it'd be too much. You got to lay flat. You can't just stay like this.
Your back done went out. He done blew your back out. You're like, how did he blow my back out that fast? How did he blow the back out? I don't feel no back muscles. No, they just all gone and they just laying in his lap. Jesus, they just, how did he get those? And you be like, turn over. No. I don't have no back muscles. I can't turn over. You know, we good. Like,
damn,
it's crazy.
Like this.
And you'd be like, who gave you license to drive that sex car? Because, baby, back it up and let's go put it in reverse and let's drive some more. Like, for real. It'd be those times. It'd be those times when you be mad at them too. Mm-mm. You can't throw it back no more. You just be like, hold on, you ain't gonna punk me. Hold on, you ain't gonna punk me. Hold on, wait a minute, you ain't gonna punk me. I'm gonna get this back. I'm like, no, I'm not. No, tap out. No, G, tip down. Yeah, okay.
Man, that tap out be so real.
And then you get mad because then you get that look.
Right.
And then you give them that look like, you motherfucker, you. You motherfucker, you. Get out my damn house. You motherfucker, you. Get out my house. Or you get to thinking, what the hell you want? What you want? What you want? You hitting the real good. You must want something. What you want? What you want? You want some $20? What you want? You know what I'm saying? What you want? You get to question it. You get to question yourself.
You
nigga, what
you want me to pay you $40?
You want me to pack you a lunch? You want me to cook you dinner all week? You want me to iron your clothes? Maybe you need a load of laundry wash because you get to thinking about everything.
You need some new Jordan.
You know, it's that good sex. You know, it's tax time, and they really putting it down. You're like, you really want that $1,000, don't you? You really want that $1,500? You really want my whole doggone check? How you go? No, you can't have it. That's why you do not have sex around tax time, because they will blow your back, your mind, your soul, your spirit out. You'll be walking around looking like a zombie up in here. Like, but what happened? Yeah, it's that D time. It's that good dick time. You know, it's that lay it down dick. You better run from it. I'm telling you, ladies, now you better run from it. You better run, cause they are out here on full foot patrol.
You ever had some so good he put you to sleep during the shit?
Oh, knockout pussy, that knockout sex, that knock. Be like, wake up, wait a minute. I was dreaming that this was happening. No, it was really real. Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay. You got G up now. I'm a G this up. But it's that good stuff though. You really can't. And then you don't want to boost his hair, right? So you really don't want to tell him, but you want to tell him, but you don't want to tell him. Because then, you know, he might be like, I might not be able to hold up to that type of every time, you know. So don't tell him, lady. Just, you know, give him that look like, yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was some good. You know, that was some good gut. Unless that was some good gut. I mean, but don't tell him, like you blew my back out, that's bomb. Don't give it all away, because he going to get, you know, he going to have some issues trying to follow that up. And then you will disappoint yourself. Can't follow it up next time, because we don't know. That may have been his best run, his good test run. So I need y'all not to, you know, let him know, because he may mess him all the way up.
You want to boost his ego, just call him Daddy Durin.
Woo! Oh, Papi, yeah, gracias. Get to talking Spanish and you don't even know what the hell you say. But, like, saying all kind of stuff. Or call his name. Real sexy. Call his name. And then, you know, get to screaming and biting on the pillow. And then let that man pull that hair. That's your real hair. I'm sorry. I'm not talking to you weed people, but I'm talking about you ones who got the real hair right now. With that back arch and that hair pulled, it's delightful.
Yes.
It's delightful. That's all I can say. You weavers, take it out and fill it with your little weave, your little ponytail. Even your little boo-boo ponytail will be enjoyable. He can grab it on the tip and your hair just yank back. I'm just saying. He don't need the sides. He can rub your sides. I'm trying to tell you, he can rub your sides and give you that jerk. You understand what we're talking about. But you got to put the weave on the side, and he's got to see you without it. And I know that may be a death sentence for some of y'all, but it's a wonderful thing. You're missing a delightful thing. I'm just saying. Jazzy,
yes.
Do you second that motion?
Yes, I do. Pull my motherfucking hair, sir, please.
Okay. Ain't nothing like a hair pull, I'm saying. I mean, these are things that men hesitate to do because they've been slapped and they've been criticized for so long. But ask me, I'll give you the red light, green light, on any and everything I like to do
yellow
and don't
light.
Like to do. The
rainbow
yellow
light,
caution, all kind of lights. Just I'll give you the, you know, magnifying light, you know what I'm saying, down here, up here. If I got to guide you through the guiding light, I would do that. But You gotta be willing to listen and understand and hear us. We know what we like and what we don't like. And when we
you
put you on game to know it.
Why you hitting it from the back?
Mm-hmm.
From the side.
Front. We be playing double dutch.
Reverse
Chinese checkers. Jump in, jump out, side to side, crisscross, clap up, something. Then you go up on your knees, and you pull the rope up to your knees, and you pull them up to your thighs, jump. Please.
But you got to do it the right way. You got to
okay,
do it the right
okay.
way.
And what's the
there
right
way?
There's a way
to do it.
Hold on, Jazzy, we're going to play. Jazzy, we're going to play Kissy Lee, Close the Door, and then we're going to have you come back and tell us how to do it the right way.
Right way.
Here we go, Kissy Lee, and then we're going to come back with the right way.
Got me so emo.